Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning. Keith Everett here, broadcasting live from DeVille Square at Business Radio X. I have in our studio today Miss Ashley Carpenter from Complete DKI. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today. And I have Audrey Preston from Parade People.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was actually hoping you were going to bring a parade with you.
You know, I thought about it. But
party in a box, right?
Didn't get it organized in time.
So. Ashley, let's just get into this. And I know we were talking before I got on the microphone, but I was like, I'm glad you're here because I think your emblem and your logo is really cool, but I really did not know what DKI is. So walk us through it.
Absolutely. And it's so funny you say that because people ask all the time and someone said, oh, do you do X Games? I'm like, no, that would be exciting. We do disaster response. So if someone has a kitchen fire or a flood, you know, their two-year-old flushes his sister's Barbie down the toilet, backs up into the house.
Yeah.
We do disaster response. So water, fire, mold, cleanup, and reconstruction.
Okay. And are you guys just here in the state of Florida, or are you a nationwide company?
DKI is a national franchise, and we own this area here. So we actually have two locations, one in Pensacola and then a second location in Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah. And you guys are very active. I know that because – and I say that because I see your trucks and stuff everywhere. So I guess maybe sometimes it's not a good thing for those that need it, but for you guys that's great. But there's a house in my neighborhood that – has your truck out there and they had a fire or something in the garage. And so you guys were out there working and you know, fixing it up. So, how does this world work? You know, I know a lot of times a disaster comes in or whatever and you just, you know, people just assume I'm going to start sweeping up the fire and all of that, but you guys do this professionally, and I know there's probably a really good reason for that.
There is, absolutely. And most people think our industry is weather-based, and you would be so surprised how many accidents happen.
I have two children. No, I would not.
Yes, or my husband fixed that, though he didn't actually fix it. We have a lot of those. So the majority of our work is accident-related, busted pipes. The washing machine comes unhooked from the wall and, you know, floods the entire house.
While you're on vacation.
While you're on vacation, exactly. So typically your homeowner's insurance covers it. You pay a lot of money for that homeowner's insurance. So in return, when you experience a disaster, they pay for it to be professionally done. And usually it's a traumatic experience because it's not every day you have a flood or a fire in your house. So our whole team is really trained in disaster response and dealing with the client, their home, their contents, but also their emotions.
Yeah. Do you guys, does DKI do all of this stuff in-house?
We do. There are some trade-specific things what we will sub out, you know, like electrical work and
sure.
stuff like that. But we are a licensed contractor. We take the job start to finish. So if you were to have a grease fire in your home, we would respond. We would go on and remove the water because the fire department uses water to put it out.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot of water. Yeah, usually it's soaking wet. And then we would pack up everything in the home, take it to our facility, clean it. Our technicians would come in, clean your home, and then once your contents were cleaned, we return those back to the home and actually restock those in your kitchen and your living room and all of that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So how much of I guess a lot of – there's more – how am I trying to phrase this? There's a lot more work put into being prepared for this kind of stuff as opposed to the actual cleaning up and stuff for it, right? But how do I know – in my house, if there's business, you guys do businesses
we
too,
do,
right?
Absolutely.
So, how do I know if I have risks with stuff like that?
A lot of it, like I said, is accident related and is things you would never even think about. Cooking fires,
yeah.
Lightning strikes. This past summer, we were so busy with lightning strikes. So you can do what you can to mitigate the possibility of
right.
it happening, but sometimes it's just inevitable.
Yeah. If I were to own a business and you guys, would you come and do you do like risk assessments and stuff
Absolutely.
Like that?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a contract. It's called Code Red. So what we do, we come in, we meet with you, your facility manager, your team leaders, and we walk through, okay, well, if you guys were to come in tomorrow and the sprinkler had
yeah.
went off, what would you do and what does that look like? So obviously you would call us to clean it up, but where are you going to move your business to? Do you have an office you can move to?
Yeah.
How are you contacting the employees to tell them? Is there a phone tree? Is it email? Is it a text message blast? Like, what does that plan look like?
Yeah. And you just hit on so much more because, you know, I think disaster and I'm like, okay, well, I'm just cleaning up. I'm getting like we had the floods, whatever, right. In April, right? I'm just getting all this moldy stuff out of my house. But you're right, all those other things that come to it. And, you know, they always tell you have an emergency plan, and you see the commercials for the hurricane stuff and all that. And my thoughts always, well, just make sure there's liquor in the cabinet and ice in the cooler.
Which is important. Very, very important.
Absolutely. And the DKI workers may agree with you. But you're right, there is all of this other stuff that comes to it. So you have people that can really hone in on that.
We do, absolutely. It's an entire binder, and it's a lot more paperwork than you would expect, because we really do address every situation that could come up. So we do the pre-planning walkthrough. We actually do a profile on the building. So what is the building constructed of? When was it constructed? Because buildings that were built in 1940 are not the same as buildings that were built last year.
Sure.
So the drying process for those are significantly different. And if we've walked the building and we have that building profile, once you call us at 3 a.m. in the morning because you've had an emergency.
Yeah. What's the 3 a.m. number?
Absolutely.
Not yours, right?
It does ring to me. When you call, it does ring to alert the cell phone. It rings to all of management. So you will get myself, my husband, or the office manager.
Yeah. So somebody's getting out of bed.
Somebody locally is answering your
phone call.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay. So we said you do flood, water, fire, mold.
Mold.
Okay, so I know, what was it, 10 years ago, everybody freaked out about black mold and all this other stuff. And so now I know I have people in my life, and I won't mention who, but anytime they see any form of mold, it's immediately code red. So talk to us about it. I mean, is all of that stuff legit, or is that just people trying to make it?
No, mold's kind of like alcohol. You know, it's everywhere, and a little bit of it's probably fine, but too much of it's a hot mess.
Yeah.
And if you're allergic, it's really bad.
Yeah.
So most mold is in color, either black or green. So to actually know if it's really dangerous mold, you would want to have a mold test. But in reality, there is mold everywhere.
Yeah.
Unless it's, you know, a sanitized safe room in a hospital, you're going to have some mold everywhere. And you need that just to have your body adapt to the allergens in the air. So the real test is how much mold is inside versus how much mold is outside.
Right.
So if you have an elevated mold level inside, that's going to consider being dangerous.
So how do I know if I have the right amount of mold in my house?
You can have an air quality test done. We don't do the testing just because it's a little bit of conflict of interest for us to come in and say, oh, yeah, you have mold, and we can clean it up.
Yeah.
And this is how much it's going to cost.
But that's a good business practice for you.
Is.
I mean, that's great.
It's definitely a CYA type thing.
Sure. And I'm not going to go looking around my house for mold.
And most people don't.
Until it's too late, you know?
Yeah. If you've had a water damage that was improperly taken care of, a lot of times mold can come from that. Structural defects, it can come from older homes that people have tried to insulate can cause mold problems as well, because those homes were meant to breathe and bring in new air and circulate that air. When we go and throw insulation all over the place,
right,
it just leaves the stale air inside and the moisture can't escape.
Fun. Great day, huh? Okay, so you said water damage. What's the difference between water damage and a flood?
Perfect. Insurance will not cover flood unless you have a flood endorsement, so definitely talk to your agent about that. A water damage is, say, a busted pipe, or you turned on the bathtub upstairs and went to chase your kid around the house and forgot it was running. That would be a water damage. A flood is considered rising water from outside.
Okay. So the aquarium overflowing or cracking while I'm on vacation,
water damage.
Water damage. Mm-hmm. Okay. The bayou rolling up in my backyard.
Flood.
All right. How do you do? Walk me through what happens when a house is flooded. What do you guys do?
Flood is a little bit different because the water came in from outside. It's considered contaminated.
Yeah.
So you can't always. Usually
it's like
if it's
red
porous,
zone, isn't it?
Yes. If it's porous, you can't save it. So that sheetrock, that carpet, those rugs, those are all going to have to go. If it's a water damage and it was a clean water source like the sink or the tub, you can usually dry it out. So there's not as much destruction.
Right.
We try to dry everything that we can. And we have awesome equipment that will pull, like each piece of equipment pulls like 32 gallons of water out of the air a day. So you're drying that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Really,
I could use some of those in my daughter's bathroom. I'd be like getting them showering.
That steam and the
So, and then, like I said, the house that's in my neighborhood that has you guys there, they had a fire. And it's taken a while to get, and it wasn't a big fire, and they were able to save the house.
Right.
But the whole roof burned off the garage. I have a feeling they were like frying turkeys or something. And it
accident.
Turkeys, beer, hot oil, sometimes it always wicks. But I've noticed that, one, they've saved a good bit of the house exterior wise, but same concept. They've sort of ripped everything out, gotten rid of as much, I guess, that was burned or water damage as possible. So same concept, yeah?
Yeah, and especially with the roof, you have to have the same integrity you would have had before. So if the temperature reached a certain heat, the wood is weaker. So especially living where we live, if it's reached that temperature, you've got to go in and yank it. Or obviously, if it's charred, it's got to come out.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't even think about it. So maybe two rooms over didn't get charred or burned at all, but you're right. It's been warped or I guess fires get pretty hot, so whatever that temperature is. Huh. So tell me why DKI is better than everybody else.
Absolutely.
Other than the really cool logo.
We have fantastic logo.
I'm telling you, it's getting you places, I promise.
Our team never ceases to amaze me. Everybody on our staff has such a heart for what they do, and they take so much time with the customer. And that's important because these people are going through so much. So the fact that our team is able to respond with that compassion really sets us apart.
Yeah. I could imagine having some of this stuff off of your plate when you're already dealing. And I'm going to speak from the flood of whatever it was, 2014, I guess everybody calls it. But we had, I mean, our house was fine. The one street behind us completely underwater almost to the ceiling. And we had some people come in, and I don't think it was DKI, but I don't want to be wrong. But anyway, same concept. Some of that stuff was taken off the plate. Number one, I didn't have to go help them rip wood out of their house, which was perfect for me, you know. But so much, you're right, is going on at that time to just say, okay, handle it, and we're going to go hang out over here. It's got to be nice.
Right. Well, and for us, that's all we do. We don't do additions. We're not going to paint your house. We're not going to, you know, add a porch to your granny's house. So from the time you call into our office manager knows what questions to ask, so our team's able to respond quicker with the right resources.
Yeah. Okay, so how do I call into your office?
It's 850-CALL-DKI, which is 850-225-5354.
Very cool. And then you guys have a website?
We do. It's completedki.com.
And I know it has tons of information on there, but do you guys, is it just contact stuff, or is there some education on there?
Absolutely. We also have a blog, and you can get to the blog from the website. And we try to do things that are relative. For Halloween, we did a blog on preventing house fires caused by jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah.
So things like that.
Yeah. Wow. I have had a jack-o'-lantern go up. Now, luckily, it was not inside the house, but I have seen a pumpkin burn, and it is not pretty.
It's not.
What do you think is probably the oddest, you know, I don't know, incident that you guys have seen? I mean, a jack-o'-lantern burning up in the house would probably be a good start.
I haven't actually done one of those.
Well, there's always next year.
That's true. We'll have to wait for till next Halloween. The most interesting, we had a water damage caused by cats. So we had a lady, gorgeous house in East Hill, two-story house. She was doing cat rescues, and so she had just picked up a mama cat and a couple kittens. Uh-huh. And so she had put them in the bathroom upstairs. And the cats were playing around, somehow knocked the towel over into the sink, and kittens being kittens had somehow turned on the water. So she comes home from work, and there's literally water pouring from upstairs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And so we responded, and the technician that responded, the lady kept saying, oh, my cats did this. And he's like, maybe she's saying kiddos. So he goes upstairs, and no, it was cats.
He's like, you are not going to believe this. Yeah. So I have a friend that has a cat that is one of those that just likes to knock cups and stuff over. Mm-hmm. So I can completely understand.
Don't walk it in the bathroom.
Yeah. Or just leave it unsupervised, you know. What do you think is, where do you guys go from here? I mean, I know you guys are huge in this town, and you service all of Florida, how far does your office go?
We can cover any area that we want. So if we have a client in Jacksonville that calls and says, hey man, this place is flooded, I need you to get out here, we will travel and we will go for them. Really, we cover for day to day, all the way from Bay County to the Mississippi line.
Wow. That's why I see your trucks everywhere. And everybody's apparently having water damage.
They are. Water and fire. Fire is really big right now.
Yeah. Yeah, especially as we get into the holidays and the Christmas trees and the cats that will knock the Christmas trees over into your pumpkin spice candle. And
no good.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. Well, let's tell everybody again where they can find you.
Absolutely. It's completedki.com, and facebook.com/completeDKI.
Okay, and the phone number we can call you at 3 in the morning?
No, absolutely.
The office number.
Well, it's going to ring either way, so 850-225-5354.
Great. Well, thank you for stopping in with us this morning, and please hang out. We're going to apparently have a parade here.
I'm very excited to hear about this.
Okay, so Audrey, tell me, how does you get into the world of parades and beads and providing awesome things to help people with during festivities?
I have to say I was born into it, okay?
Yeah?
I grew up here in Pensacola, and my grandparents were in a crew in Biloxi and here in Pensacola. My dad joined, then my mom and my grandmother got in on the game, and we just grew up all around the parades and just loved it. That Mardi Gras was our family's big holiday, and so you could miss Christmas and Thanksgiving, but you better come home be there for the Mardi Gras parade.
You're not the only one that feels that way sometimes. So let me ask, when you do have a party how about just a normal Friday get together in your family? It's blowout or don't come, right?
You know, we really only blow out a few times a year. you can't sustain that over a long period of time. People start to talk. So,
when
we do it, all right, we do it up big, and we do it for like 3 or 4 days in a row.
Yeah. Right? Okay. So I met your mother the other morning when we were doing the lighthouse thing for the chamber, but she was saying that you guys are out by, is it Industrial Park?
We are. We're in Ellison Industrial Park.
Yeah, and she said it was like stacked to the ceiling. She said you can't even see through there.
4,000 square foot warehouse right now. You don't even see that when you come into our store because you're in the showroom, but we have a 4,000 square foot warehouse that has been stocked for the season.
Yeah.
We have Christmas throws for the Christmas parades. We've got the purple, green, and gold stuff in from Mardi Gras. We've even got red, white, and blue and all the colors that, you know, certain crews throw particular colors and that's their theme. So we've got all that stuff in now.
So are you using all 4,000 square feet of that?
Just about.
Crazy. And you'll go through all that. Like all that'll be gone by when?
I mean, the hope is it's gone by Mardi Gras.
Yeah, or tomorrow, really, right?
Well, I mean, the sooner the better. We will sell out of most of it by Mardi Gras is the plan.
Very cool. And your mom was saying you guys have – I know you're in the industrial park, but she was talking about maybe getting a different spot. But she said, well, we kind of like being close to the highway and stuff. And I was like, well, what does that matter?
We have people
– You guys service like some huge – clients,
they're,
I guess.
It's amazing. Mardi Gras over the past 10, 15 years on the Gulf Coast region has really grown. It's always been big in Mobile. It started in Mobile. It's always been big over there. But Baldwin County, there are a ton of crews that are popping up in Baldwin County. And then if you go east of us, you're looking at Milton, Navarre, Fort Walton Beach, Panama City. There's new parades, new crews, new celebrations. And they all, right now, I mean, before we opened up 3 years ago, the nearest place you could really get a Mardi Gras store was in Mobile.
Yeah.
And a lot of people went to Biloxi or New Orleans. So
now
they have a local place, and if they're coming from Panama City, it's a heck of a lot closer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, even going to Mobile, it's closer. You don't have to go across that causeway.
Nope.
You know? Okay, so if I want to, I have a feeling you sort of have the inside track on people starting crews or parades and how that works.
We've helped a couple of people get their ideas together and sort of.
Yeah, so if I can come in and say, look, I have no idea what we're going to do. I just know we're going to throw a lot of cool stuff at people, but we need sort of a theme or something to.
You do. There's a couple of things that you need. And I mean, we do put on, we have put on a new crew workshop where we got a bunch of the people here locally who've done it before and are smarter than us to come in and kind of share their experiences. We'll probably be doing that again in the spring after Mardi Gras is over, you know, in our kind of down season. But we've talked with people about their ideas too. You got to really know why you're doing it. Are you doing it for your business to get your name out there to advertise? Are you doing it just for funsies? Is it just a social club?
Yeah.
Or are you trying to, you know, have it support some charity? Those are probably the three main reasons people start crews here in Pensacola.
Yeah.
And you really want to know why you're starting it so that kind of guides what you're going to do for the rest of the process.
Yeah. The how to party crew pamphlet book. I mean, you could be onto a product here. But it's not just parades, right? I mean, obviously, let's face it, we see beads in what do you call it? I mean, beads or trinkets. There's a, it's, what's the word you use?
Throws.
Throws.
We call them throws. Yeah. I mean, the main throw, traditional throw is a bead,
right?
A plastic Mardi Gras bead that's, you know, been painted fun colors. But we are selling a lot more of light ups for the night parades.
Yeah.
Glow in the dark stuff.
The kids want them. They bother me every time we go.
The plastic novelties and toys. Uh-huh. You know, the stuffed animals are really big at Christmas time because it's really a kid centered parade. And so they're throwing a lot of the toys and stuffed animals at Christmas.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in our store, we carry some things that are not throws too. We also carry some decorations and costumey type accessories. We're not a costume shop, but, we have hats and boas and tutus.
Can
and
you guys like do that. Custom made stuff?
We do. Yeah. We have, so a lot of crews like to have either custom throws that have their crew logo on it.
No.
Yeah.
There's no bragging done in that kind of world.
We even have court members who want something that says, you know, King Whoever 2016. It's just their particular name and emblem to kind of commemorate. Because you only do that once. If you're on a court or if you're, you know, the head of an organization, chances are you probably you have that one year. You better do it up big.
Right.
So, yeah, we make throws for that. We can do the custom beads, the fancy ones that, you know, they rarely throw off the floats, but you have to kind of trade something for.
Yeah, you got to sneak up and kind of tug somebody's leg and throw them a
five. Got to have a really cute kid or a really good-looking woman with those. Yeah. Yeah. We make those. We also do flyers, which are like Frisbees, but not name brand, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
And cups, we can do foil embossing and all. What I love about our Frisbees and our cups is, and our disc beads, the foil embossed stuff is all made in the USA.
Oh, very cool.
Kinda cool.
Very cool. So what about like, I don't want to throw a parade. I mean, I don't know why anybody wouldn't want to, but let's just say I've got a charity or an organization and we've just got an event.
We have people who come in for that. We get a lot of people in for breast cancer events because, you know, it is pink and it's not just in October. We have people who do events throughout the year. The Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, they both do events throughout the year that they need pink stuff for.
Yeah.
We got lots of pink stuff. We can get custom made pink stuff. So that's a big one. And then we have weddings. People come in and buy stuff to decorate for their weddings. Masquerade parties is a
big
thing.
Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah, and we have a lot of masks. You need masks in bulk. You're going to pay an arm and a leg if you go to, like, Party City. But you come to us and, you know, you can get 12 of them for the price of two or three somewhere else.
Okay, so if I do want to come to you, where am I going?
You're going up to Ellison Industrial Park. It's on the northeast side of town. It's kind of in between West Florida Hospital and the university.
Yep.
You go north of the interstate on Davis, turn right on Copter, and you're in the industrial park. We're right on the corner of Copter and Hammond Avenue.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work, just Google it. Right.
Google it. We've got a Facebook page. You can search for Pensacola Parade People on Facebook. Yep. And when you're in the industrial park, you really can't miss it. There's a big roll-up garage door that's painted purple, gold, and green.
Oh, I guess that would be you,
that's
right?
Us.
In the row of 20 doors, we're the purple and green one, yeah? Do you have a website?
We do. It's paradepeople.com.
So, and I know I'm the kind of guy that I can look at pictures and all that stuff all day, but you kind of really want to come down to your mom said your showroom's awesome.
You do. People walk in and they're like, oh my gosh, I had no idea you had all this. We have 1,700 square feet of showroom and when it's full, it is overflowing.
Yeah.
You can't fit everything in there. And I tell people, you know, come and check it out. Even if you're not in a crew, we have had teachers who come in and they find that there's lots of, because we sell in bulk, you're selling stuff to throw off the float. You're not just buying one or two. You're buying a dozen. You're buying a case.
Or 10,000.
Because we sell in bulk, you can get lots of little toys and prizes and things like that. Fall carnivals, you know, church events, things like that. We've had people who have nothing to do with Mardi Gras or crews or parades that come in and purchase quite, you know, lots of things.
Yeah, so I don't have to be. And I like the way you said you could buy a dozen or 500. And, of course, I said 10,000. But the fact is, if you buy more than one, you're buying in bulk. And you guys are catering to, I don't have to have a parade. And I think that's awesome.
Absolutely.
Who doesn't like fun stuff?
I'd like to say also we are open. We're open to the public. People are always asking, do I have to be in a crew to come there? I get that question a lot. No, we are. Come in and have a good time. We want to spread the love, you know. In Mobile and New Orleans, there's a tradition of dressing up when you go to the parades.
Yep.
Even if you're going to watch, you dress up, be crazy.
Yeah.
Like join in the celebration. We need to start that here in Pensacola.
Yeah. So. And always, if you want beads before you have to go out and earn them at the parade. You know, which I see a lot of people do before the parade even starts. They're fully loaded with, and I'm like, oh man, where'd they get those? And I'm carrying nothing because I haven't sent the children to go get some yet.
Oh, we have the cool ones. We have the ones with the Pensacola Beach sign on them and the five flags of Pensacola and all, you know, yes, we have the light. We have some that have the lighthouse on them with the blue angels.
Very cool. So. What do you think's your favorite one right now? And I know you guys, I mean, you're changing them every year, right? I mean, you've probably got a good couple that you know work every year.
We always get new product in, but I mean, a lot of our product, and we keep from year to year because it's, you know, don't fix what ain't broke. But I don't know. I think the light up stuff is my favorite. We have sequin fedora hats that have little lights all around them that flash and blink. And we'll be actually down at the Pensacola Pelican Drop with booths there selling light up stuff, and the we're the official t-shirt vendor for the Pelican Drop too. So
very cool.
So we'll have all that. That's my favorite stuff. If it lights up, blinks and flashes, and I can play with it like a bubble gun.
And I'm gonna second that, because anytime I go to any of these events, whether it's a parade or the Pelican Drop or whatever, within 30 seconds the kids have found the glow sticks, the light up stuff, you know, and I'm either they're shelling out money to the vendors doing it, or I'm telling them, you're just going to have to try really, really hard to catch one, you know? So we were talking earlier about have collections of this kind of stuff. You know, a lot of people see the beads or the parties, and it ends up in a bag from a wherever you are, you know?
Sure.
Or it ends up, like my kids, in the bottom of five other toy boxes.
Well, if I can say, if it's just a generic bead, it's just a basic bead, you know, you can give that stuff to Art Gateway, because they actually have a program where they repackage them and sell them as a fundraiser, and it puts people with disabilities to work. So I definitely would we support that. We are actually a drop-off location for them. But some of the specialty stuff, people will actually purchase it. I've seen that stuff for sale on Craigslist, and I am a personal collector. I have an entire
rubber.
That's right
up your alley, isn't it?
I might be buying. I don't know.
Yeah.
My house, it looks like a Mardi Gras parade went through my living room. When I get my stuff out, it's on every picture, on every windowsill, and I decorate for Mardi Gras more than I decorate for Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, I believe it. With the way that you said your family is, I'm sure it's Mardi Gras all year, isn't it?
You're
the people that leave the beads up from day one till the next day one, right? You know, because I started to do that with like Christmas lights. You know, you see the people leave the Christmas lights up all year. So, you know.
We have a girl who has her products in our store. She's a clay artist, and she makes a bead hanger, so you can take your favorite, you know, so if you have a crew and you've been collecting your own beads over the years, you hang them and display them, you know, year round in your home. It's made to hang on the wall. So I do have one of those.
Very cool. Well, and so we were talking, because I've gotten one in the last couple of weeks that was handed down because somebody found it. It was my dad, and it was, you know, from 1972 or whatever, but there, and you've got collections from how far back? I mean, you said you grab one a year?
90s.
Yeah. And so not only is it a competition in the parades and the crews of who has the best, but it's a pretty big sort of, there's some art to all of this stuff in the industry.
There really is. People don't understand that those specialty beads that have the crew logos on them, they are hand-painted.
Yeah.
They're every single piece. So if you have one of those, take a look at it. Your friend has one right next to you. If you look at them, no two are exactly alike. There's not some machine that spits them out. They make a mold, and they all come out kind of a white color, and every single piece is hand-painted. So the more detailed that seasonal logo is, you know, the more difficult the painting is. It's an expensive product. I mean, it's affordable as a throw, but as far as you catching it, that's not like you catching a foam football.
Yeah. Very cool. So do you know people that make molds and all that good stuff if I wanted to come in and do that?
We do. Now, that stuff's all done overseas, so you have to start really early. People will begin planning for their beads for next year, the day that Mardi Gras ends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Most of our orders, I think we had to have our orders in by September 1st this year in order to have
them. So you're literally cleaning up the back room and stocking the front room for the next one.
Yes, absolutely. Very cool.
So what are the next, let's talk about what are the next big events coming up that I may need to come see you for?
Well, definitely the Christmas parades. That's what's really coming up. Those are less than a month away. People maybe not realize that. We got to get through Thanksgiving first, right?
Yeah.
But you've got the Surfing Santa Parade out on Pensacola Beach. That's Sunday the 6th. You've got the big Cox Pensacola Christmas Parade downtown on Saturday, December 12th. And then Navarre also has a Christmas parade that's Saturday, December 5th.
Yeah.
So those are the three, I'd say, big ones that are here in our area. There's a lot of little parades around also that are Christmas themed. And then as soon as New Year's is over, we have the big Mardi Gras kickoff that's happening Friday, January 8th.
Okay.
Friday, January 8th.
We get to come down to your place and practice throwing?
Well, you actually will be down. We'll be on Palafox Street because that's cool. That's when they have the big reverse parade. And so they shut down Palafox Street like it's a gallery night. They bring all the Mardi Gras floats out and they park them. Instead of the floats moving, the people move. They go from one end to the other. But the crews still throw stuff. So it is a family-friendly event. It's later at night. It's like, I think it starts around 7 and goes till about 11. But it's a reverse parade where you walk the float line.
Yeah.
And it's like
cool.
a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's kind of like the blessing of the fleet, but but with beads and stuff instead of champagne bottles. Yeah. So I'm hoping I'm not the only one that sort of gets dorky like this, but I bet you got a pretty good feeling on aerodynamics and distance of certain objects and which ones maybe not to throw at people.
I test everything out in the store. We have, like I said, we have a really big showroom and I'll stand at one end and throw stuff from one end to the other. And if people are like, I don't know if I want to buy this or want to buy that, I'm breaking it out of the package and like, well, try it. Because if you'll notice, this one is easier to
this
handle.
This one will loop ahead. This one will knock a child out.
That one will go farther. Are you trying to hit the balconies when you're downtown? Or are you trying to get the front row? And if you're walking a parade, it's totally different than if you're riding on the float.
Sure.
You can hand stuff out that you wouldn't necessarily be able to throw. At Christmas parade, you can't throw candy canes, but if you're walking, you can. So we have candy canes in bulk for that. So it really, if you come in, you tell us, you know, what crew you're in, what parades you're in, because you need different stuff for different parades too. Some are longer, some are shorter. So
yeah, you are like you're the parade advisors, aren't you?
That's what we try to do.
Yeah.
I love parades. I was telling Ashley earlier, I could talk Mardi Gras all day, every day.
Yeah,
so
you might even get hit in the head on the way out, Ashley.
Yeah,
you never know. So, very cool. Like I said, I met your mom, and I had a great time talking to her, because who doesn't like talking about a party and stuff? But then we started getting into all of this stuff that actually goes into it, and I thought, well, that's cool. And then you guys are here in Pensacola. I had no idea.
Yep, we
– No idea.
3 years. We've been open 3 years. And you know, we're hoping to be around for a lot, lot longer.
Well,
so
as long as everybody starts throwing parties, we're good, right?
Shop local. Tell all your friends.
That's it. Let's tell them where they can shop local and where they can find you one more time.
Sure. Well, if they need to find us online, it's paradepeople.com. Or you can search Pensacola Parade People on Facebook for our Facebook page, and there's a shop button there. And then our local store, we are open right now. We are open now through Mardi Gras for sure, and then we'll go to 6 days a week in January, 5 days a week, up in Ellison Industrial Park, 9100 Hammond Avenue.
Very cool. So, and again, custom-made stuff. I mean, anything you can think.
There is still time to get some custom-made stuff. Even before the Christmas parades, we can do the foil embossing that's made here in the U.S. in time for the Christmas parade. So come see me.
Or if you got a charity event, or maybe you just want to market your business really cool and fun.
If you are at the parades or you are in the parades, if you're riding in the parades with a crew but you own your own business, there's no reason you can't throw stuff that has your logo on it for your business, just because you're not riding the parade with your business.
Yeah.
People catch it. They don't really know which crew it came from anyways. If it's got your business logo on it, you know.
Yeah, or even saw where it came from. I know a lot of times I'm always ducking because there's so much coming at you. You never know what you're going to get. So, well, very cool. Thank you for coming in this morning and enlightening us on. I'm calling you. The next party I have, I don't even have a parade. I just want some really cool stuff. I'm going to come on down and check it out. Yeah. Well, again, ladies, both, thank you for coming in today and telling us about your businesses. And, guys, you can find us at Pensacola Radio X on Facebook at Pensacola Business Radio or on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, thank you both for coming in today. Next time, bring the box of beads, though.
Well, I thought about bringing you some really big beads.
I could have been throwing them at Ashley all day.
I thought they might get in the way of the microphone.
So, well, great. Well, again, thanks for coming in. And this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.